Welcome to another hour of Win the Day Replay, where we go back to the music that built our faith. I'm Randy Miller. In researching the year we'll be focusing on this hour, I learned that contemporary Christian music was going through a metamorphosis between 1980 and 1983. Many of the names on the top 30 year-end CCM chart for 1980 were completely gone by 1983. They were replaced by the sound of fresh, new, young talent writing and singing songs that were speaking to a new generation of CCM listeners. You'll recognize many of them as we go along this hour. So let's enter the Win the Day Replay time tunnel as we go to 1983, and we begin this hour with a song that went to number 15 on the top 50 Christian AC hits of 1983 according to topchristianhits.org. It's Roger Breland's Truth and Jesus Never Fails in the Win the Day Replay time tunnel, 1983.
Jesus, me and them.
start your day grounded in faith. Subscribe to the Win the Day podcast wherever you listen. WinTheDay.life. Win the Day replay with Anointed and The Call from 1995. That was from the album of the same name. It peaked at number 8 on the Contemporary Christian Music charts. The song was part of a highly successful album that won a 1996 Dove Award for Best Contemporary Gospel Song and also earned them a Grammy nomination on Win the Day replay. The Win the Day replay, Time Tunnel, 1983.
Wish the officer had known what a day today has been. Then I stumbled through the door, dropping junk mail on the floor. When will this day end? But then your letter caught my eye, made me think of all I've got and all that waits for me. Guess I've known it all day long. Wonder where my thoughts went wrong. When will my heart believe? Waking halfway through the night, reaching toward the lamp for light, picking up the word I find. Here's another letter to remind me. In a little while we'll be with the Father. Can't you see him smile?
Win the Day Replay from our Win the Day Replay Time Tunnel 1983. That's Amy Grant and a song that went to number 13 on the top 50 Christian AC hits of 1983 and In a Little While. You know, every once in a while, a song makes you stop and think, and that's a good thing. If you want to keep that mindset going, visit wintheday.life. You can listen to podcasts from people sharing real stories about growing closer to Christ and living out their faith. More encouragement is anytime at wintheday.life. Let's dip into the 1980s now, and here comes Sweet Comfort Band. And this song was a popular album track and the highlight of their live sets, and it sounded a whole lot like Foreigner because their tracks were produced by Dino Elefante, and he was known for crafting a polished, radio-friendly AOR new wave sound to move the band away from their earlier funk soul roots. It is Sing for the Melody on Win the Day Replay.
Yeah.
Win the Day Replay with Sweet Comfort Band and Sing for the Melody. More of the music that built our faith coming up, including another trip to the Win the Day Replay time tunnel from 1983. That's all coming up on Win the Day Replay.